We're kicking off hour number two here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're doing our monthly vote-a-thon tonight. All you have to do to contribute is go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address. It'll take you less than a minute to vote for the show and help us stay, because we're currently in the top 10. In fact, I haven't looked all day long, so I'm not sure where we're at, man, which I don't know if you want to dig that up and find out what position we're at currently. But we were number one, I think, early this morning. The competition's pretty hot, so we need your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so we'll talk to you about anything personal, political, whatever's on your mind, and also we should tell you this.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, log on to their website, freestateproject.org, or you can give them a call, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or again, you can log on to their website, freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. Now, we don't normally carry stories over. Oh, man, what you were going to tell us what our position was?
We're number four.
Number four in the world, thanks to your votes. We need more of them. Vote.freetalklive.com. We don't normally carry stories over from 1 hour to another, but in this case, it's well, hypocrisy at its finest.
Yeah.
This particular judge...
Well, it's actually not hypocrisy.
It's not.
It may be.
We
it may
it
be
was.
if he's crooked.
So let's recap what happened here, Johnson. What's
okay,
going on?
Recapping, City Councilor Michael Ross of the City of Boston has gotten 115 parking tickets over the past 2 years, including 11 in his home neighborhood, and he says, I get tickets just like everyone else gets tickets. I don't like getting them, but I have to live by the rules that we, meaning him, make.
People like him.
Yeah. And, well... Apparently, you know, you would think that, okay, his picket tickets, I'm sure he hasn't been paying these tickets if he's been getting all of them or whatnot.
Right.
Well, supposedly, since July 13th, when the Herald requested Ross's parking ticket records, the six-year counselor has paid off $417 he owed in outstanding fines, including some that had been lingering since January and April. Ross has paid the city a total of $5,527 for parking tickets over the past 2 years.
That breaks down to about $50 a ticket.
Yeah, including $845 in late penalties. He currently owes no money, city officials said. I mean, that's what
wow.
he's paying $2,700 a year in parking.
Yeah,
you know, so he's paying basically
$25 a week.
Yeah,
he's paying $25 a week.
No, isn't it more than that?
It's gotta be more than that.
It's more than that. That's like $200 a month.
Oh, okay, wait. So it's
more than $200 a month.
Okay, so it's $5,000 for 2 years. That would be
$5,500.
Basically 100. So yeah, it's about $50 a week.
Yeah.
About what he's paying.
Yeah, about $200
a
month.
So he's paying 50. Here's how he's looking at it. He's looking at it like, okay, I can park wherever I want for $50 a week. That's what he's doing. I mean, you were wondering why he went ahead and paid these, right?
Yeah.
He just sees it. I mean, he's a judge in Boston. You know he's making... Or no, he's not a judge. Was he a prosecutor?
City counselor.
So he's making a city of Boston paycheck. What do you think that could possibly be? $50,000?
I think it's more than that.
It's got to be. I would think it'd be more than that, because we had a story a while
probably
back.
Probably about 80.
We had a story about the
basically, the taxpayers are paying this clown's fines just so he can raise them more.
Right, exactly. So we had a story about the head of the Department of Labor, who was coming to work for 2 hours a day or like 3 hours a week or something like that and getting paid $100,000 a year. So it's probably not $100,000 because he's not the head of any department. So I'd say probably 75, 60 to 80. I'd say 60 to 80.
Yeah.
So he's just seeing this like, okay, so for $5,000 I can park where right out in front of the courthouse.
That's so expensive, though.
Here's what he has to say. He says, although Ross has lived in Beacon Hill for several years, he had not gotten the required resident parking sticker until recently. Records show that he was last ticketed for violating the resident-only rule in March. It's something I needed to do. I've since done it, the counselor said, of
now,
getting the free resident parking sticker at City Hall.
Does that mean they got got the resident parking sticker, and then all the resident parking violations were then nullified?
No, he paid him.
No, he had to pay him.
Okay.
Despite his own parking woes, Ross has been an advocate of tougher parking rules. because he says most recently in April when he called for doubling the fine from $25 to $50 for violating street cleaning restrictions.
Well, if anybody knows, I mean, it's quite clear that jerks like him.
Yep.
It's not
that same month he got
him.
A fine. That same month that he wanted to double the fine, he got one on his own car.
So clearly the fines aren't enough to stop him from violating the laws. Maybe maybe he's saying that he would stop violating them if they were just twice as draconian.
Yeah, I wonder what it would take. That was, you know, somebody needs to ask him that question. So how high do the fines need to be before you stop violating?
Because he makes a lot more than most people, I would imagine.
Yes, he does. The average person in America makes $20,000 a year or less, right?
Right.
Isn't that the GDP? Who knows what it is in Boston?
I think it's 20,000. I think it's a little over 20,000.
Yeah, that, or maybe he's just trying to state the belief that, you know what, the fines are, you know, they're there, so you do whatever you want. We're not actually trying to stop you from doing these things. We just want to charge you for it. Maybe he's just trying to make it really clear that this is just an extortion scheme by the city.
Well, that really is what it is. And it's an extortion scheme that was justified by the fact that there's no parking around. And the reason there's no parking around is because the city's in control of zoning and how businesses are created and destroyed within the city limits. If it was actually a market-based function and, you know, a shopping mall goes in, they would have to buy up the necessary property and spend the money and invest in a parking garage, and the marketplace would provide adequate parking. But because the city's in control, it creates this bizarre situation where there's more demand than there is supply, and so therefore they have to crack down with all these rules and these, you know, these laws about parking and control people's behavior as a result of it. So it creates a problem, attempts to create a solution, and then everybody just goes ahead and ignores the solution anyways and then pays $5,000 a year in parking tickets. It's crazy.
It is incredible.
I mean, where we were at the radio station we used to work at, Manwich, people would go and park their vehicles downtown, and then they would go out within 2 hours, because you could do it for 2 hours.
Right.
And then you'd have to go out, get your vehicle, and move it.
Right.
So all it would really do, I mean, the people that worked on the Main Street location, mm-hmm. we were at a Main Street radio station, the people that worked there would still park on Main Street. I mean, the intention of the parking fines is to make it so the customers can park there, they can go and do their shopping and come out and leave. But the employees still park there. They just get out and move their cars all the time.
Well, it's because they would make it financially advantage to the employees to attempt to circumvent the parking rules.
What you need to do is you just need to set up a buddy system so that there's two of you. And what you do is that everyone, you know, when it comes to time, you just go out and you have one guy stand in one space and you just trade.
Yeah, that's what they generally do. There is a rule against parking within 15 spaces of each other or something like that.
Well, you had a little spray bottle in your back seat of your car.
I just kept some water in a spray bottle and I'd go out and spray the chalk off my tire.
So that way the bureaucrat wouldn't remember your car, right?
Right.
All right, so 800-259-9231, your parking ticket violation tips. I'm sure there's some really creative stuff out there, more creative than what you've
I'd
come
like
up
to
with
talk now. About our placement on Podcast Alley, if I could.
Okay.
So we're number four.
Yeah.
With a 69 votes.
Yeah.
Well, This Week in Tech, number three with 71 votes.
Yeah.
We are two votes off the number three slot.
Okay.
All we would have to get is two listeners right now. Go on, vote at vote.freetalklive.com.
Correct.
And we can fix this little problem.
Okay.
Well, three of them.
To be
we
honest,
need to declare war on Keith and the Girl.
Keith and the Girl, 81 votes.
All right. The first thing about war of publicity is not to mention the names of the
competitors. I don't mind. I like them over there. I don't mind mentioning them.
Fine.
Just because
I'm kidding. 800-259-9231. All right. So, hey, speaking of zealous,
it's always the same people vying for these slots. By the way.
Speaking of zealous prosecutors, we had somebody email us a story from, I'm not sure if it's Salt Lake City or something like that, Falls City in Nebraska. 22-year-old Nebraska man married a 13-year-old girl.
Oh, my.
Then knocked her up.
Oh, gosh.
Now he's facing charges. The parents consented to all this. So why is he facing charges?
It's against the law to marry somebody who's under the age of 14, probably.
But the parents consented. We're going to come back with more. It's Free Talk Live, your show. Take control. 800-259-9231.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming, That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you. It's all free. It always has been. We don't ask you much, except that you vote for us. Go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote. It's a once-a-month kind of a thing, once per month per computer, basically, because it's an IP-checked thing, unlike the podcast awards. And I haven't heard if there's been any winners announced for the podcast awards. We'll let you know.
Well, that will be that would be voting ended today.
Right. It was over yesterday, actually.
But tonight, we're 11 votes away from number one on Podcast Alley right now.
Ten votes now.
Ten. We are 10 votes away. Some of you out there...
There are at least 100 people listening to the live internet stream right now.
If you're net savvy, you've got a buddy list where you could probably get 10 votes by yourself. There's still 40 minutes left, you know. We could be at number one by the end of the show. It could be solely your responsibility. So,
yes, then you could pat yourself on the back and feel good about yourself.
Absolutely.
For 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
Or so. And it costs you nothing.
Hey, you know, maybe they might be able to keep it up on top. Some people, you know, I, in 1 week, got us 50 votes.
You're awesome.
By talking to different people on my buddy list. I mean, it's possible to do. If you have enough friends, you know enough people that'll just spend the time to go to vote.freetalklive.com, it's an easy task.
And better yet, have them listen to the show if they've got the time, at freetalklive.com. But yes, vote.freetalklive.com. All it takes is about 10 or 11 more votes, and we will be number one. Thanks to you. All right, so I sold a little story about, kind of a different sort of a relationship that happened in Nebraska. 22-year-old Nebraska man, this from WorldNet Daily, who married the 13-year-old girl that he got pregnant, is now facing criminal charges for illegally having sex with her. Matthew Coso of Falls City could get 50 years in prison.
So it wasn't illegal for him to marry her, just illegal for him to have sex with his wife?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
He could get 50 years in prison on a charge of first-degree sexual assault, even though he married the girl, who is now age 14, with her parents' blessing. According to Attorney General John Bruning, "The idea is repugnant to me. These people made the decision to send their 14-year-old daughter to Kansas to marry a pedophile." He said the marriage is valid, thanks to the ridiculous Kansas law, but it doesn't matter. I'm not going to stand by while a grown man has a relationship with a 13-year-old, now 14-year-old girl. While Nebraska allows people as young as 17 to marry with parental consent, Kansas sets no minimum marriage age. Case law, though, sets the minimum at 14 for boys and 12 for girls. So if you're 12 in Kansas, you can get married to somebody. It seems, according to Coso's lawyer, quote, "It seems to me like they, as much as they could, made a responsible decision to try to cope with the problem. The families are all united in this effort. I don't know who's complaining. What benefit is there to anybody in the prosecution of this young man?" So, judging by the information in that article, it doesn't sound to me like anybody brought these charges beyond the prosecutor. Somehow the prosecutor came across this information. I don't know how it was.
Somebody could have very well reported it.
Somebody could have ratted them out.
If there were truly justice in this country, what would need to happen is that these people would absolutely need to win this case in a landslide, and that this prosecutor would need to, you know, be sued for emotional distress and just lost time.
Well, one of the biggest problems we have here in this country is these zealous prosecutors that want to pad their conviction records, and they go after people that haven't committed any offense against anyone else, whether it be something like this or marijuana offense or something. It's just these people want to put people in prison because it's their job.
I'll admit from what's in this story that I'm not ready to put these people in jail or anything, but I have some questions.
Okay.
If it's okay to marry and impregnate a 13-year-old girl, is it okay to marry and impregnate, well, it might be difficult, a 9-year-old girl?
Not in Kansas. In Kansas, you have to be 12.
Right. And I understand where you're coming from. Where's your threshold for this one, Ian?
Right.
You know, how young can you marry
him? The parents give consent. You know, can a 35-year-old guy have sex with their 4-year-old daughter?
I don't personally think that that's right, and I don't think that personally. I don't think parents should be able to give consent for their kids. But then again, man, what you think the parents should, right? You think parents should be able to give consent for things like this, right?
Apparently they did give consent.
So
in this case.
If you're going to have
this is
it,
disturbing.
That, well, if you're
to
going
me.
To have it, the parents are able to give consent for their children for this sort of thing, then it's totally arbitrary. It just depends on
what
the lawmakers
say. I don't know if I ever actually said that I thought that parents giving consent is necessarily something that I support.
Okay.
Because we sort of had the discussion.
You support legal age, though. You support the age of 18. An age, and you think it should be 18.
Well,
right?
I think that there should be varying degrees depending on circumstances.
And you should be able to set what the rules are, because you know all, and you're manwich. Mighty, mighty manwich.
I'm just asking you if there's some threshold here that gets to the disturbing level for you. I find it a little disturbing.
Personally, I find it disturbing, absolutely. But I'm not going to throw the dude in jail over it. Are you?
I don't think that in this case, throwing someone into jail really is going to benefit anything.
No.
He's apparently living in marital bliss with his 14-year-old bride and getting ready to pop out a baby.
Okay.
I don't think that
it was
all
exactly,
essential.
And they're going to throw him away. They're going to take away the father of this child for 50 years.
Great idea.
Great idea. Good job, prosecutor.
Well, let me read our listener's response to it. He actually wrote to the Attorney General in Nebraska, and he says, "Dear sir, I read an article about the Matthew Koso case this morning. I hope that you have the wisdom to leave these poor people alone. The guy's done the best he can to atone for his mistakes. I'm sure the article maybe leaves out a thing or two, but there are some people who have dealt with their problem on their own without costing anyone else anything." Oh, here are some people who've dealt with their problem on their own without costing anyone else anything. And you feel you have to drag it into court? Sure, she was too young, but the problem is solved. You would now tear this new family apart and send this guy who took responsibility for his actions to jail? It's not like he raped this girl and ran away. He had sex with her, impregnated her, and then married her with their consent. He says, "I'm glad I don't live in Nebraska. My uncle and his family just moved away from there, and I see partly why. You, sir, are as dangerous as a sniper or a bomber. Only you parade your violence against people out in the public, and you use it to enhance your image in the eyes of those who support you. For shame. Hoping Illinois and Iowa stay freer than Nebraska from the white rabbits." So there.
Well, I don't
his email address too.
White rabbit and blue.
Don't give it away.
That email address.
Yeah. First of all, we can't even really say the email address. But two, the email address denotes violence. So yeah. You know, it would be something that I guess one of these government offices could even take as
a
terrorist threat.
Sure. Yeah. It could. So yes, man. Which the idea of what you're talking about, the like a 20 or 22 year old having sex with an 8 year old, that definitely disturbs me, and I would certainly ostracize somebody like that. But paying money to keep that person in jail for the rest of their life for 50 years? No, you can't sign me up for that one.
Yeah, I'm really not up for that either.
I think ostracism.
Jerry Lee
so
Lewis
powerful.
Married a 14 year old, just to make it clear.
Okay, wasn't it also his cousin?
It was like a second cousin, I believe.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and then he went took the tour over to Europe,
right.
And the 14-year-old girl, you know, when a reporter said, "So, who are you in the entourage?" she says, "Why, I'm his wife." And that was pretty much the end of his European tour, and pretty much the end of his career.
Ostracism.
Ostracism.
There you go. 800.
I really hate to give you ammunition for the things
well,
that you talk about.
You know, ostracism works. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. Anything goes. Fortain's on the line. He wants to talk about pedophiles, although the board operator spelled it P-E-T-O-P-H-I-L-E. So I'm not sure if it's the kind of pedophiles we're thinking of. We'll find out coming up in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Three votes.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
The Monday night edition of the show. Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Manwich, voting update.
Well, it looks like we're number three, with two votes separating us between the other ones.
So wait, two votes or three votes will put us over to number one?
That's correct.
So three of you who have not yet voted should go to vote.freetalklive.com. In fact, if six of you want to go, you're welcome to do that as well.
Yeah. Vote. Even if you just have some friends that you know you haven't voted that would vote.
Exactly. Vote.freetalklive.com. Then shoot off an email to any friends that you can think of, to your whole email list, contact all of your instant messenger buddies, etc. Send out a MySpace bulletin,
I mean,
whatever.
The good thing about this is this also doubles as you advertising to your friends this radio show, which we want you to do. We want you to tell people. So, I mean, it's a good thing in any direction.
More listeners is good for Free Talk Live, because more listeners Free Talk Live has, the more likely we're going to get on more radio stations.
In fact, why haven't you told your friends yet?
Don't be afraid.
Start now.
Don't be afraid to share Free Talk Live. They might think weird of they might think we're weird, but they might not think that way about you.
Might not.
Yeah. It's worth it, if they're your friends, at least. So share. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right. So let's go to the phones to the fun to Cortain in Minnesota. Cortain, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hello again.
Hello, sir.
I'm calling mostly in particular in response to Manwich's comment basically about how young is too young.
Yes. Okay.
I wanted to point out, a lot of people are not aware of this, but there's such a thing called ephebophilia,
yes,
which is
yes,
different from pedophilia.
We are aware of this, actually. We talked about it at one point in the past.
Okay.
Do you want to define what that is?
Well, it's attraction toward adolescents, roughly defined between 13 and 17.
Actually, ephebophilia is over 18. It is
really?
It is over 18.
I'm looking at an encyclopedia article online right now. It is on my screen.
Huh. I've actually seen it as a ephebophilia.
Well, Johnson actually is an encyclopedia.
I've seen it in several, because I've looked it up in a couple different places, because I'm the research guy for the show.
Okay.
And you know, I've seen.
Well, now it's been cast into doubt.
Where are you looking at? Because I'm curious.
Wikipedia.
Okay. Well, Wikipedia isn't really an encyclopedia. It's an online editable resource that's editable by multiple people,
and it's extremely
very
accurate.
I gotta say
that in defense of Cortain on this one, I actually went and typed in this word into dictionary.com, and it doesn't even come up. So I mean, this is a very undefined word.
Yeah,
in
it's
general.
From a Greek. It's from a Greek root or whatever. So it's,
anyway,
it just does mean generally young.
Yes,
Cortain, have you voted yet?
Yes, I have.
Above puberty, correct? Basically, beyond puberty is
youthful, but
beyond puberty.
The expression, I believe, is if it bleeds, it can breed.
Yeah, that's to put it very bluntly, Cortain. So what about it?
I just wanted to say it's a very different mindset than pedophilia. It's
right.
Attraction
where does it start?
Adolescence, right?
Adolescence, when they begin maturing, when they begin developing.
Well, I think that that can be different, especially with the hormones that we have in our meat supply. I think that that can change anywhere from 8 years old to 13 years old.
Well, that would be the case then. Yeah, it would change, man. How do you feel about these laws, Courtney?
The law should have nothing to do with it. If that family was okay with it, that should be the end of it.
And they were. They consented to the marriage, but this government bureaucrat went after them.
Exactly. And that's just wrong.
And don't you think that ostracism, I mean, seriously, whether it's somebody that is diddling a 12-year-old or an 8-year-old or a 15-year-old, you know, depending on what you personally believe, you should be able to choose whether or not to do business or to interact with that other person on your own. And if everybody makes individual choices like that, then this person will either be able to get along with others or he'll be excluded from the activities of others.
Normally I'm somewhere between Ian and Manwich on these things, but I'm with you on this one completely.
With who? Me?
Ian, yeah.
Okay.
I just don't know, man. It seems crazy to me marrying 8-year-olds.
If it's okay with her parents, and what, I mean, obviously it's crazy. That can't be the best marriage. I doubt it's going to last very long, Manwich. But look at all the religious sects, these weird religious sects that kind of live in the middle of a state somewhere, and they're not even in a city or a town.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for real. I swear I saw it on Oprah. Anyway, they live in the middle of Arizona, and there's no roads going in. There's no roads going out. They just live there, and they reproduce amongst themselves, and they marry these young girls, and they are polygamous, and so they have 10 8-year-old girls that they've married, etc.
Makes you wonder how the guys pull it off. I mean, how many guys, how many wives?
It's totally it's just total brainwashing. They pull it off by not allowing these people to realize there's an outside world. It's like the Truman Show.
And again, you know, I always like to think about this way. The reason why you feel that this is weird is because of a cultural standard that you've been brought up with.
Exactly.
It's a cultural standard. Yet in this same culture, it's okay for circumcision.
Mm, yeah.
You know, in other cultures, it's okay to put, you know, giant bones through people's noses and stretch out their ears to look like dinner plates.
Sure.
I mean, different cultures have all sorts of different weird practices.
And it changes over time.
Right.
I mean, in the past, when humans didn't live longer than 35 years old, you were considered mature at 12.
And, you know, so she's 13 now, 14. She's getting a little big deal. I started at 14 myself, so.
It's their business, man. Which, and again, just use your personal choice and refuse to do business with them. Cortain, any final thoughts?
Well, in the time of Romeo and Juliet in Verona, it was totally normal for a 14-year-old to get married.
Yeah. Right.
So.
That's true.
That's the last thought.
I believe Romeo and Juliet were like 13 and 14 in the...
Good
call, Cortain. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231.
One more vote, Ian.
Oh, we're one vote away?
One vote away.
Oh, bring it on. Come on.
Superstardom.
At vote.freetalklive.com, and we will recapture the first place position.
30 more, and we'll hold it for a while.
Let's go to the phones to Joe in Massachusetts. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Sorry, I'm not too good at voting, but it's hard when you can't see. You know,
you're blind.
I can't, but
screen reader.
But their screen readers aren't that good, guys. They got to work on them. They can screw up sometimes.
All right. Well, they'll get better as time goes by.
Yeah. What's on your mind, Joe?
Okay, I agree with you on this. I think, however, 8's a little young, but I think, and because I know a lot of people, I'm not going to say who's attracted to the younger sex, and sometimes the younger sex are attracted to older people. I met a Cambodian girl. She says to me in her Cambodian accent, "We grew up very fast in Cambodia. We marry at the age of between 11 and 14. I'm not saying everybody.
Wow.
But if these people want to try it and he really loved her and it was acceptable by her parents, let him alone.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have any problem with this particular case.
It certainly doesn't justify...
In general, it gets weird to
me. As bad as it might be, it certainly doesn't justify robbing everyone in the city at gunpoint to pay for the prosecution.
I hear you.
What is the greater crime? Is the greater crime marrying and having sex with a 13-year-old, or is it armed robbery of the populace in general?
In fact, I know some older people, I'm not going to mention names, who are attracted to younger people, and they're attracted to them, and that's okay, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, you're a blind man, Joe. How are you supposed to assess what a woman, you know, looks like until you touch her?
And damn right. Well, they'll probably charge me with pedophilia now, and I can't see. You guys can see. I love it.
He touches a girl. He's risking it right there. He doesn't know.
He'll go away for 30 years.
Sure.
Not like he can look at their ID either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do, Joe? I mean, I don't think you probably go out to the clubs or anything and try to pick up girls.
No, but I can tell by a smell sometime. But I still would love to. I've hardly ever felt a girl. You know that all my years.
You can tell a girl's age by how she smells.
No, not her age. Not
gender.
Not her age, fellas. Not her age.
You can tell the time of the month, I bet. Joe, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. More coming back. This is your
What's
show.
What's wrong with you?
Free Talk Live. You know that's true, though.
800-259-9231.
This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Nothing like the power and exhilaration of a two-cycle dirt bike. But repairs can be costly and time-consuming. Introducing Protecta synthetic two-cycle oil for top performance and ultimate protection. Protecta reduces piston failure, less plug fouling, outstanding heat control, and low smoke. So when it comes to real performance, get more when you treat it right. With Protecta from SFR. Available today. Did you know that many of the major oil companies have reduced detergents and gasoline as much as 50% since 1996? Car manufacturers are calling for better quality fuel as performance is being robbed in as little as 5,000 miles. There is an immediate solution. Try Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment that restores new car performance and improves mileage in one tank full. Start putting some of the money back into your pocket. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com. or call 888-USE-SFR1.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org. Or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're doing our vote-a-thon. All you have to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com. You can register your vote. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. You punch it in. And then if you want, leave a comment. Click vote now. They'll send you a confirmation email. You open that email, click the link inside, and you're done. It's that simple. And then go and tell all your friends like Clayton did in Alabama. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Menwich.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, sir?
Hey, I just wanted to call and let you guys know I went out and voted. And
congratulations.
Between my MSN, my Yahoo, and my AOL account, I've got over 200 people in my buddy list.
Awesome.
And I sent out a mass IM to everyone.
That's now, fantastic. How did you mass IM all of them at once? Did you just cut and paste? Or
I use an open source program called GAIM. It was meant for Linux, but it allows you to send out Madness and Messengers.
Interesting. Crazy Linux guys.
That's awesome, man. So thank you for doing that. In fact, now that I think of it, Free Talk Live is a vote that actually makes a difference.
Yeah.
When you go and if you go to vote.freetalklive.com, you actually feel good about voting as opposed to voting in elections where you typically are wasting your time.
I generally don't feel very good after elections.
So Clayton, is there anything you want to talk about tonight, or did you just want to brag about your IMing the votes?
I just wanted to come on and tell you guys you're doing a kick-ass job. I don't know if I can say that on the air.
Well, you just know, but move on.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You guys are doing an awesome job. Keep it up. I myself am going to sign up for the Free State Project, and
fantastic.
I've been trying to get everyone here on base to listen to you.
Oh, yes, you're on a military base.
That's right. I'm at Gunner Air Force Base.
Yeah, you might stir up a little bit of trouble having everyone on the base listen to Free Talk Live, but it's probably not a bad idea to spread the word surreptitiously.
Wouldn't be the first time I'm in trouble here. So you guys take it easy. I'll talk to you later.
You sound like my kind of guy, Clayton. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
Clayton's not the only one who's rounding up votes on IMs.
Okay.
Lindsay's hard at work here. Apparently
excellent.
She's procured about 10.
Fantastic.
Nice.
We got some awesome listeners, and thank you to everybody. And the voting doesn't end today. It's open all month long. So if you're listening to this tomorrow via podcast or 2 weeks from now via podcast, if it's the month of August, you can go and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. Alrighty, so I think we're finally done with this whole pedophile issue thing. Are we? We done with this?
I'm done with it.
Okay, good deal. So in that case, we should probably move on. And of course, you can always bring up anything you want. Let's go to Stephen. Hello, Ian Manwich, Jason, and Torgo. Manwich asks, how can a free market society prevent child abuse? This is kind of related, I guess. I can suggest two free market solutions to all sorts of child abuse. A, as a condition of employment, employers could ask their employees to sign a waiver. Thereby, they would give their consent to, say, Manwich's abused child kidnapping service to kidnap their child at their parents' expense based on any mutually agreed upon criteria for justifying the kidnapping. Or B, a neighborhood property owners association could do the same thing as a condition for admission. For instance, Manwich's Kidnapping Association could enlist the help of a law enforcement firms as it sees fit. This principle can apply to any activity that the employee and the employer or homeowner and homeowners association disapprove of. Those who refuse to sign such waivers just won't be able to get those jobs. And those who refuse to sign the homeowners association agreements would not be able to live in those associations in those neighborhoods.
These homeowners association things in Libertopia are going to be very, very big documents.
I don't know. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I personally wouldn't want to live somewhere where there was
a... We can kidnap your children if we think that you're doing something wrong. You just make it a real short little line there.
Yeah, it doesn't take much.
Sorry.
Wait, you wouldn't want to live there? That wouldn't make you feel protected, Manwich?
That makes me feel weird.
Really? Why?
Because people can kidnap your children.
Well, if you're not diddling them at age 7, then they won't get kidnapped in the first place.
I'm just saying they could make that a criteria of anything. These are going to be very big documents that you're going to have lawyers look over.
Hey, it's worth the freedom, if you ask me. Anyway, I think it's an interesting solution.
At least you sign it.
And that's not necessarily true, because if that were to happen, people wouldn't sign these documents. You'd do it, and they wouldn't get any, people wouldn't come in. The market would decide these things.
That's a good point, yeah. If the document was too long, then people would just say, we're not going to move into your neighborhood. There's a neighborhood over here that's half the size. Their agreement's half the size and has all the same stuff in it. So, I mean, how do you feel about that solution, Manwich? Because you're always concerned about private enforcement of, protection, of protecting individuals. Here's a solution. You're just kind of shrugging it off.
I don't know.
You don't think it would work?
I'm not so much for that. I'm not, like, exactly sold on this.
I think it's a great idea. It would allow the religious zealots. You could actually have, a zealot neighborhood.
Yeah,
you could a neighborhood full of people that says you have to have a Bible in your in every room of the house at every at all times during the day to live in this neighborhood.
I think generally this type of solution would make this country on average is pretty moral, So
yeah.
I think the things that would become standard rules are, much more. It would be very pretty conservative as far as rules and whatnot go. That would be generally accepted to the point of where you would need to follow them in order to get anywhere.
Of course, then I think the logical extension of this is what would happen if somebody created Molesterville, right?
What if somebody?
What if somebody?
I hadn't thought of that.
Molesterville. Yeah.
What if somebody, and we're going to think about it right now, what if somebody...
Sorry, I just had like a catchy 50s theme song go through my head, like...
So, welcome to Molesterville! So what if they created this this fictitious place, at least in our minds right now, and said, are you being persecuted by your neighborhood associations? Come here, and we'll let you live in your squalid... in your squalid, disgusting ways, and we won't have any problem with it. What would the free market do in that case?
I don't know. I'm beginning to think that the liberty questions we ask on the show are a little too much for me sometimes.
Hey, it's thought experiments.
What about kids who live in a nudist colony?
Yeah, what about kids?
What about them?
Is there a problem with that?
No.
Sure. 800-259-9231. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you can take control of the show. That's 800-259-9231. Bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind, you can vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. It is the Vote-a-thon, the monthly Vote-a-thon. It's August 1st. That means that the voting has reset at podcastalley.com. We're currently in second place, although the number one show is acting kind of funny.
Yeah.
They just had like 30 votes add to their total all at once. And it's a show that's never been on the list before, so of course everybody's automatically accusing it of cheating.
Right. Well, you never know. Maybe they're just getting their friends to go vote like we are.
Good, very well.
Are getting our listeners.
So we still need your help to get the number one. So go to vote, www.freetalklive.com. Tell all your friends to do that as well. In fact, man, if we could just have a fraction of our voters actually go and join the AMP program, there could be some major changes with Free Talk Live. We could get on a whole bunch of radio stations if even one out of three of those of you who are going to vote would go to amp.freetalklive.com and amp the show. What is the AMP program, Manwish?
Essentially, it's the opportunity for listeners to help us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. All the money that we get in, and we only ask for $3 a month, all the money that we get in goes towards advertising and marketing Free Talk Live. We never use any of the money for, you know,
strippers.
You know, we don't buy, you know, bits of Jack.
No.
Those kind of things. No.
It all goes right back out into advertising. And again, even if you don't have $3 a month, don't worry about it. You can still enjoy all the features on the website for free. They're always going to be free. And so take advantage of freetalklive.com and join us at amp.freetalklive.com. So moments remain here, gentlemen. And I know you both have different items of prep that you'd probably like to get to. I know, Johnson, you brought in a few different things tonight. Yeah. I don't know if you have them with you.
Yeah, I do.
Does it have anything to do with Discovery blowing up?
You might as well just recap them. There's no point in actually pulling the article at this point.
Okay, well, we had the parking violations one, but also the other ones that I wanted to talk about. Both kind of techie. Apparently, in California, in a place in California, they've decided to outlaw cantennas, and that on your computer, a lot of these techie people have decided to take Pringles cans to modify their wireless network antennas, and the Pringles cans allow them to get better reception. And I guess some people have been using this to steal signal, and so,
or share signal.
No, steal
And share.
Well, some people,
yeah, some share, some steal, so they've decided to make it illegal to have cantennas.
They call it stealing the signal, but really, the signal's coming to you.
Right,
it's just
exactly.
Using it. And I think that's kind of asinine.
But
personally,
if you have a perfectly legal antenna and you want to steal, oh, that's fine. They're not going to take that antenna from you. They're only going to take it from you if you put it in and charge you if you have a Pringles can.
It is still illegal in most, I think in 49 states or something like that, in a bunch of states, to so-called steal a wireless internet connection.
And then I also have an article about how some certain hackers are stealing wireless signal.
As though it's actually protecting anybody. I mean, you can go around with a laptop driving through neighborhoods and find unsecured wireless internet access points all over the place, as though the politicians are protecting anyone by passing a law against this.
Yes.
Passing the law does not help people understand that when they buy a wireless router, they're supposed to set it up and put a password on it and, you know, do certain things to prevent unauthorized access to their nets. Hey, don't forget to go vote for Free Talk Live. Vote.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Tomorrow night, starting at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, join us then. In the meantime, you can go to freetalklive.com, get on the bulletin board system, join us at amp.freetalklive.com, grab the archives, and much, much more. We'll see you later. Vote.freetalklive.com.